Blog Talk Radio.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Welcome to Logicast.
Logicast with your host Jared Smith, which is me, and the wonderful, beautiful, amazing Darby, Eleanor, Macy. Logicast is a weekly live podcast that airs every at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check Facebook/Logicast or listen to episodes at talkradio.com/Logicast. We talk about issues such as politics, history, religion, science, skepticism, philosophy, economics. And tonight, I have titled this show, Drunkacast, the Republican Presidential Debate, because every single time one of the candidates says something very stupid, I am going to drink. So there is a very high probability that's within this next hour, I will be extremely, extremely inebriated. I'm just putting that out there, Darb, so that you're prepared.
Good to know.
All right. Having some weird issues here, by the way. Hang on. I'm going to close out some of these windows.
Okay.
Also, Windows 10 keeps demanding that I tell it when I want it to upgrade, so I'm going to wait until this weekend. Okay. Fucking Windows 10, dude. It's like, oh, upgrade me. I've been waiting for you forever. And showed up 7 days late, sort of like my father on my 18th birthday. You know, he showed up 7 days late. So, you know.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay, so I've got a live, straight up live feed. It's going on.
Well, did you read anything about what the first people out of the clown car said in the, you know, no chance in hell debate that just ended?
Yeah. It looked like what's her name pretty much ran off with that one, according to the poll after the fact. So
Fiorina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure running off with that is that much of an accomplishment though, considering who was talking.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, sort of like coming in first place at a puking contest. I mean, yeah, you won, but not only do people not care, but they're pretty grossed out that you consider that to be an accomplishment.
That's kind of true. Yeah.
All right. So Brett Baier, he ran through the rules, and then he started off with a question. If anyone is willing to run a third-party campaign if they don't win the Republican nomination, Trump raises both of his hands, of course. And then he says, I cannot say I have to respect the person if it's not me. I can totally make the pledge if I am the nominee. I will not run as an independent. I'm talking about a lot of leverage. We want to win and we will win. So, okay. Rand Paul just criticized Trump. He said he's already hedging Clinton, so if he doesn't run as a Republican, maybe he supports Clinton. Paul accuses him of buying politicians in the past, and Trump shoots back, I've given his plenty of money.
Oh,
Trump out of the gate with a straight up right hand. That's great, dude.
That was pretty. That was a decent hook. Yeah.
Oh man, that was pretty good. I gotta give it to him. That's pretty fucking funny. You know what I mean?
For Trump, that is really good. He's not known for his incredible wit. That's for sure.
Maybe he worked really hard at it. He's been working really hard at it. He's past, you know, preparing to run. So,
well, you know. I'm interested to hear if he says anything of substance besides what he likes to rant about, because anytime anybody asks him about anything that, you know, not anything at all, but anything outside of what he is narrowly very interested in, he seems to have no idea what he's talking about. You ask him about healthcare or, you know, like foreign policy that doesn't have to do with border. And he just kind of, like, he doesn't know.
Right. Like, he doesn't have any idea. Yeah, for sure.
No, of course he doesn't know what he's doing. And it's funny to me that they, they're having such an extreme fit about Clinton. And, but they didn't even seem that the first people out of the clown car. So, like, the B team that came out and debated already, it was like, Perry and Lindsey Graham was there. Wasn't Lindsey Graham there? I can't even remember if he's actually running, but he was talking, so he must have been. And I think Santorum is in the B team.
I gotta interrupt. Next question goes to Ben Carson, who's criticizing the question for having made many policy points, knowing, for instance, what countries are NATO members. The thing that's probably most important is having a brain, he says, adding that he's happy to get to those tricky facts during the course of the debate, but bad news for the brainless. Okay.
Yeah.
Guy is a neurosurgeon. You know, granted, he presents the importance of a brain, at least anatomically, a bit more than we do as lay people. But at the same time, he thinks that the human brain is not you know, sort of a evolutionary process that was created 6 to 10 years ago. So,
And he was asked yesterday on the news, which you may have heard, he was asked a direct question. I think it was yesterday. Does the Bible trump the U.S. Constitution? He was asked that question directly. And that is a really easy question to answer. You won't be surprised to hear that he did not say, no, we live in a country that is run, you know, our constitution is what we base our laws on, and that's the final word in law. Nope, he said, Well, it's kind of hard to answer that question out of context. He actually said context. Go Bible.
And if Christians love anything, it's context.
So
Marco Rubio apparently said this election is about the future, and that's why I want to lead this country into the 19th century. Is Rubio even? Yeah.
Wait, are you kidding? He said 19th century?
Yes, that's exactly
what
he said.
Is that your joke?
No. Either that or Hemet just met a...
Oh, I'm sure Hemet made a joke. Hemet made a joke. Yes.
Okay, all right. Never mind. I'm dumb.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Oh, Hemet. I'm going to retweet that, by the way. That was that was fucking funny. Okay. Boom. All right. So, still waiting for another question to pop up on this live feed.
Well, it's interesting to hear Ben talk about the way to really address that question. I know how to address that question. We either live in a theocracy or we don't, Ben. You know, I'm actually disturbed by, you know, you said he has to have whatever to be a nurse surgeon. I actually find that quite disturbing. Because you have to have learned quite a bit and gone through a very rigorous surgical internship and residency to do that, and obviously finish medical school. And if you can do all that and still retain beliefs that are completely in conflict with the science that you have learned exhaustively, I find that really disturbing, almost more disturbing than someone who just refuses to learn anything about it.
Yeah, I mean,
because
to be presented
with facts.
It shows
an intractable stubbornness, yes.
Yeah, I mean, to be presented with facts, to be presented with demonstrable, testable, repeatable evidence, and deny that shows exactly what it shows, yeah, there's a real disconnect there. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you are 100% correct. Okay. Chris Wallace, Rubio, without any experience in an executive position, and Rubio says he doesn't want this to become a resume contest, and boasts that he was a leader in the diverse state of Florida, well known for its erratic politics, gators, and golf courses. Jeb Bush is asked about the legacy. They called me Jeb because I earned it.
I didn't hear that. Can you say it again? Jeb Bush is asked about the what?
Yeah, he's asked about the legacy of his last name, and he replies, in Florida, they call me Jeb because I earned it. And then he goes,
what does that mean?
It's fucking brilliant. They call me Vito Corleone. I'm my own man. I governed as a conservative, and I governed effectively. V-E-T-O.
I get it. That's funny. Yeah.
Good job, Jeb Bush's prep team.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got a tweet about this. I wonder if Jeb Bush's prep team realized he just compared himself to a gangster who murdered people.
To a mob boss. Yay! Also, I'm not even really sure that's true, because considering how many crazy people are trying to legislate in Florida, what was he really vetoing?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was terrible. I mean, I was there for him and I was there for Scott, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. Why would you be vetoing anything? Because most of what people are proposing is already crazy. You'd think that he'd be happy to put down his veto pen.
Well, maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe he's saying that I'm reasonable because I basically shut down a bunch of really crazy Republicans. You know what I mean?
Oh, somehow I doubt that. Somehow I doubt it. But who knows? I never know what these people are actually claiming.
Well, you know, it's so vague. I mean, I really hope that the Democrat debate, which is going to be like a whopping three people, is not like this. You know what I mean? Okay, here we go. Asks Trump about his history of comments disparaging women with whom he doesn't agree. Trump doesn't have to be polite, doesn't have time to be polite. He says, "It is fun. It is kidding. We have a good time," Trump says, blaming political correctness. "If you don't," he continues, "I've been very nice." He then says, like Ben Carson's solution, sits with Mexico and China. We need brain in this country to turn it around.
Well, oh, obviously, no one, yeah, you do. You got to drink up for that one, because we know from listening to Trump that people in Mexico are all stupid and rapists and criminals. Right?
That's right.
So we can't let them in, because they're, you know, obviously they're not smart. What is wrong with this guy?
Just to interject here, did you know that his father spent $40 million of his own dollars to build affordable housing for low-income people?
I did not.
Yeah, Fred Trump was a fucking badass dude. Like, to be honest, if Fred Trump ran for president, I would probably have voted for him. He was very frugal. He hardly ever spent any of his own money, like, because he didn't grow up with much. And, you know, actually go to the construction sites of buildings in Brooklyn. Construction sites, he would collect unused nails, and he would, you know, give them to the carpenters the next day for them to. The only thing he ever lavishly spent anything on was that every 3 years he.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Super.
Every 3 years, what?
Every 3 years, the only thing that he bought was the only thing that he would spend lavishly on was a new Cadillac.
Oh.
He would buy a new. That was, he built, like, you know, income homes for veterans and.
Yeah, I wonder how he feels about his son. Is he dead?
Oh yeah, yeah, fuck yeah, he's dead as shit. So.
Okay, it's probably good he's not here to see this then.
You know, Trump had some pretty, he had some pretty liberal views there for, you know, like, you know, 10, 12 years ago. I mean, he believed in, it's sort of like a tax anti-holiday where, you know, rich people would basically pay, like, all of this would pay all of, like, you know, basically pay, you know, 15 or 20% on whatever they had in their, you know, in holding things. That one way would, you know, have helped shore up some of the debt, a lot of the debt. He supported that. He supported universal health care. I mean, he was really liberal. Oh yeah, dude. Like, he was really liberal and probably 7, 8 years ago. I don't, because Obama got elected, but I mean,
I don't understand what happened then, because he seems to have lost his goddamn mind. Is he, what's wrong with him?
I have no idea.
I mean, I kind of really am curious about that, because he seems so unhinged. And I think the only reason that people are so, like, he's polling well, and that seems insane. But I think part of the reason that he's polling so well is that people are tired of, and I do understand this on some level, although this is not a reason to vote for somebody. They're tired of listening to the sort of Jeb Bushy polished answers that come off, you know, only out of your PR people's mouth and all the way through your marketing guy's filter and whatever. And they come out as non-answers. You end up with a non-answer. Well, Trump answers the question. What they don't seem to care about is the fact that he's answering with crazy talk. The actual answer that sounds right out of his brain instead of out of somebody, you know, somebody's PR machine. Just the fact that he's doing that is actually, you know, I'm sure it's refreshing, but you got to pay attention to what he's actually saying. And the problem is, there are a bunch of people who secretly sort of think that, you know, all of those Mexicans are just nothing but trouble. I mean,
okay,
I think that's...
So, okay, so here we go. Chris Wallace asked Chris Christie about how his state of New Jersey is doing poorly compared to much of the country's recovery from the 2008 financial crisis. You're saying you've seen it when I got there. And then Megyn Kelly asked Scott Walker about abortion, if it pertained to someone in his family. He sticks to the broader principle. He says, I believe that that is an unborn child that is in need of protection out there. He then says, I defunded Planned Parenthood before the videos came out. Mike Huckabee joins in on the anti-abortion argument, saying the next president needs to go farther than simply defunding Planned Parenthood. It is time that we recognize that the Supreme Court is not the supreme being. Boom! I'm drinking to that, baby.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Supreme Court is not the supreme being to defend absolute abortion ban. Wow. I mean, that is just wow. Well, good to know what kind of presidency we'd have under Mike Huckabee. Not like I didn't fucking warn people.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's anyway.
Supreme being.
I mean, he doesn't have any chance anymore.
No, I know. But like the longing for the theocracy is very perplexing to me. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
they think they want it, but they really don't. Talk to Reverend Barry Lynn about what will happen. He's that smart guy that works for Americans United for the Separation for Church and State. He understands if the some form of Christianity takes over the government, what are the chances it's going to be the one that you're pretty slim? You're going to end up being forced to do things that you don't even really believe in. And the fact that you don't care that everyone else will be forced to do those things too. I mean, that's, you know.
Here's something interesting. Rand Paul just said, we didn't create ISIS. ISIS created themselves. That's Rand Paul. Like,
yeah.
Father, his own crazy nut job dad would disagree with that.
I actually think Rand Paul 3 years ago would disagree with that.
I would think so too.
Yeah.
I mean,
but this is par for the course for him these days. It's not that unusual that he's not only backpedaling, but turning. And it's not like he says why he changed his mind or that his position's evolved. He's talking like he never said any of that other stuff and then not backing up what he's saying now. So this isn't about evolving positions. This is about trying to get votes.
Paul seems to suggest that cutting all funding and supplies to Iraq and Syrian rebels and maybe to Saudi Arabia and other Middle East allies as well. He says, I'm the leading voice in America for not arming the allies of ISIS, and ISIS rides around in $1 billion worth of Humvees themselves, but we will stop them. And one of the ways we stop them is by not funding them and by not arming them. Does he realize that ISIS stole all those vehicles from Iraq that we left there for the Iraqi military? Like,
I'm guessing the answer is no. That? Yeah.
How the fuck do you not know that? Like, that will you not know?
I don't know. You'd think you might. This is a national debate for a very important reason. You'd think you would look this stuff up maybe before you started talking? Don't you think? Especially when it's something like ISIS, which you know is going to come up.
I found a live stream.
Okay.
No. I'm just saying I found a live stream. Maybe that's not good. That doesn't really work on the radio, though. Like, I can't.
Not so much. We got to, you know, people are listening. Yeah. They want to listen to us, not
I
us listening to somebody
watch,
else.
You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I'm trying to get drunk here, Darb. Like, I want to watch the debate, but I want to talk on the show too. But I can't have both. You know, I want both. This is America. I should be able to have both.
Right.
Okay, so
hello? 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 Hello?